June 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. This is my third commandment." This law dictates the soul should not engage in any unnecessary work or activity on Sunday. Unnecessary describes work that can wait to be accomplished until another day. The soul must not engage in any activity that invites others to work on the Sabbath. It must be observed as a day of rest in imitation of my day of rest on the seventh day as I engaged in the creation of the world. Activity which is necessary would be caring for the sick or disabled, supplying food for the needy, rescuing those in dire need, or providing care for those in need mentally, physically, or emotionally. The Sabbath needs to be surrendered to the spirituality nurtured in the heart, which loves and gives praise to me. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.